The clock is counting down in Washington for the Senate to pass a health care overhaul before the Christmas holiday. Democrats still say it can be done, but Republicans want them to put on the brakes. From Washington, APRN's Libby Casey reports on how Alaska senators are weighing in.
Senator Mark Begich and other Democrats left a White House meeting with President Obama Tuesday with a message that health care legislation will move forward in the coming week. Begich says the Democratic-led bill may not be perfect, but it has enough elements that he believes will be good for Alaska.
I think there's a clear realization that, you know, we're at a very unique moment in history that we're going to be able to put forward a piece of legislation despite all the scary stories that people have put out there that aren't factual.
Begich says liberal Democrats who wanted a public option or government-run health care to compete with private insurers are disappointed it's been stripped out of the bill. On the other side, a handful of conservative Democrats have been trying to narrow the bill's focus. But Begich says he likes where the compromises have landed. He says there are elements that encourage competition and should bring down patient costs. Begich says it should also help small businesses. He likes a provision in the bill that creates a web-based marketplace for small businesses to buy insurance, and the bill has $27 billion in tax credits to pay for premiums. It also exempts companies with fewer than 50 employees from shared health insurance responsibilities. Begich says the final details will get hammered out soon.
There was clear anxiousness to kind of move the bill and get it off the floor and resolve the final differences. And honestly, I think we're down to just a few little issues.
Begich has written some amendments he hopes will gain traction this week. They're designed to get more doctors to take Medicare patients in Alaska. One would create a pilot program to attract newly graduated doctors and nurses to urban Alaska and other states by offering loan repayments if they treat mostly Medicare patients. It would also increase loan repayments for providers with the National Health Service Corps, which serves areas with a shortage of doctors, including Alaska. Begich hopes his amendments reach the Senate floor quickly because Democratic leadership is pushing to have a floor vote on the bill before Christmas. But Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she'd like to see the work slowed down. She says the deadline is arbitrary.
I'm in the camp that says we need to peel this thing back and figure out those things that we can advance rather than doing a reform that doesn't work is incredibly expensive and leaves us with a system that's still broken, and that's Medicare. So we'll keep at it.
One proposal that was on the table but now appears scuttled is allowing younger Americans age 55 to 64 to buy into the Medicare program for seniors. Independent Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut said he wouldn't vote for it, and Democrats need his vote to pass a bill. Murkowski says she hopes the buy-in really is dead because she fears it would swell the ranks of Medicare without getting to the root of the problem, getting more doctors to take Medicare patients.
We have been very concerned about just dumping more into the system without fixing the system. One of the analogies that has been made is it's like you've got a boat that is sinking, and there's water right up to the freeboard there. And what we're doing is we're just adding more people into that already sinking boat. At some point in time, it's going to cause it to just go down.
Murkowski says a fix for the Medicare problem will likely have to come outside the health care bill, since she doesn't believe the current legislation will help. Just how long the Senate will keep working as Christmas approaches remains to be seen. They'll likely work through the weekend and on into next week. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.